Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's my favorite blues man, Robert Cray, bringing us back. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That website is 22-plus years old. October of 97, we built that and launched it. And my newest website and the book, along with the book, is the thirdingredient.com with the number 3. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. He's helping us celebrate our 22nd anniversary week show, and he is the chief home officer. Put a .com on the end of that, chiefhomeofficer.com. You'll find him. Gotwords.com, roadtripmojo.com. That's another one, right, Jeff?
That's my latest, yeah. Greatest.
So
my wife and I go camping. We have a travel trailer and an F-150, and we go camping all around the Southeast. And so it's a log of our adventures doing that and doing music festivals and just getting out and about. So if you enjoy camping or if you enjoy live music, arts festivals, you know,
or
auto
if you need somebody to help you with your words. He can help you with your words, folks. He's helped me with mine. Wordsmith, I'm sorry, gotwords.com. That's that website. Hey, Jeffrey, one of the things that's made my life simpler and more enjoyable and really added richness to my life as a business owner has been the technology that we have. And it's made the seam between me and my regular life. Notice I didn't use the word normal. My regular life a lot finer.
Certainly not this week.
That's right. It's a lot finer because yesterday I was moving all over the area and from one meeting to the other. I took my laptop with me because it's my life. My whole life is in that laptop. I take it with me, and there was some downtime between meetings that I had. And I just popped it open and went to work. You know, I connect up over a network. I've got a long time. I got all day long battery. I pop it open. I went to a meeting. I didn't have to print anything out. I just opened it up, pulled the file up, and was in the meeting working working from the file on the laptop. And, you know, and it looks like a notebook basically. It is a notebook.
Right. Right.
A digital notebook. I mean, the technology we have today and the apps. I mean, you're a cloud app nut. You use a lot more cloud apps than I do. But the ability to use that kind of leverage, and it really is leverage, isn't it? Is really helping small businesses.
And you know, it's something that it's sort of like the Ronco, you know, the set it and forget it. Popeil, the Ronco chicken, I forgot, the rotisserie chicken maker. I mean, you set it, you set the time, you close the lid, hopefully put the chicken in, and forget it and walk away and it come back and it's nice and crispy and all cooked or whatever. If you set your technology up right with cloud-based services, whether you're using Gmail and Google Docs, whether you're using things like Carbonite to store documents, not just store, but to protect your documents online in case you have
That's
a lightning strike or your office gets broken into and your servers get stolen. You know, once you set it, you can be mobile in a heartbeat. And so we all have smartphones that we're using, so those lend to our mobility. Many of us use laptops on a daily basis, you and I alike. I know you have a docking station for yours, so it is your computer of choice.
Yeah.
You know, once you set it, you can go. So I had something happen yesterday where I had to be out of the office. I didn't wake up yesterday morning and think I'm going to be out of the office all day, but something came and I had to be somewhere all day. Not in an office setting, so I couldn't rely on somebody else's computer. I just grabbed my laptop. My phone has a built-in hotspot, and I was gone, and I was connected, and I worked, you know, remotely while I was away. I worked that whole time, and it's just like you're ready to roll. And with so much of our life, you know, I don't want to sound, you know, make an improper comparison, but we talk about in danger zones, you have your go bag. You know, it's like if something happens in California with earthquakes, they have a go bag. You feel an earthquake, you got to get out, you grab your go bag, and you get out of there. You know, with your laptop and with your work bag, my laptop case has always been ready with my charger in it, my laptop in
exactly,
it. So someone
I got one just like it.
It's
a black Taurus,
and it goes.
It's got all my stuff in it. And no, I agree with you. But the thing is, all the cloud based stuff, all the micro digital stuff that we have, the phone, the laptop, and all that, those have really helped small business owners run their business effectively and still live their lives, not be tied to a desk somewhere like we would have been, like I was, you know, and you and I were back 30 years ago when we started our businesses. We didn't have that kind of mobility. And now we've got all that, and it really has helped, and it's really redefined the future of work, hasn't it?
It has, and it's just, you know, like we've said, it's, you know, work is not a place, it's a thing. That's the talk of a chief home officer, where you can work from anywhere. So work is not an office I drive to or commute to, or it's not an office in my home as it has been for 30 years. Work is a thing to be done wherever you can. And
your office is your fingertips, at the end of your fingertips, basically.
It's your fingertips. Yeah. It's wherever my butt sits is my office.
Okay, on that unattractive note, we're gonna wrap up this interview. Hey Jeffrey, thank you for all the great years and for being here. Thank you for helping us celebrate. Come back soon.
It's wonderful. Thanks for having me. Thanks for keep having me back.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com. Folks, you know, if you're not a wordsmith, Jeffrey is. Let him help you. I'll take a quick break. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.